This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Microsoft and Yahoo are together at last. The two companies have formed an internet search and advertising partnership. It's designed to help them take on the giant, Google. Here's NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
To understand this deal, it's important to know one key fact. More than 65% of online searches are done using Google. And Google makes lots of money from the ads that accompany those searches. Yahoo has about 20% of the U.S. search market, and Microsoft about 8%. Right now, neither company has enough market power to get as many advertising dollars as it would like. But a partnership of the two companies could allow advertisers to reach a larger audience than they would have individually, and thus generate more revenue for both companies. Yahoo CEO Carol Bartz put it this way in an interview with NPR.
I think we're going to make it easier for users and, frankly, more compelling. I mean, 30% is a lot better than 20-something and 8.
The deal announced today runs for 10 years. Microsoft, with its deeper pockets and technology resources, will perform the searches done on Yahoo. Yahoo visitors will still see the Yahoo brand, but the power behind the search will be Microsoft's search engine, Bing. You may recall Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer tried to buy Yahoo for more than $47 billion last year, but that hostile attempt failed. Now Microsoft seems to be getting much of what it wanted from Yahoo at a fraction of the price. Microsoft's Ballmer participated in the NPR interview as well. He, too, talked about the benefits of having a stronger force to compete against Google.
The number one guy is a big, serious competitor, so nobody should just say, hey, life got easy. But life sure got easier. It gets easier in the sense that we have more scale. And scale in this case isn't just about money and efficiencies. Scale is actually about the quality of the product. On the Google site, 1 out of 10 times the most relevant thing on the page is the ad, not the algorithmic results.
Microsoft won't pay Yahoo any money up front in this deal. Instead, Yahoo will get 88% of the revenue related to search for the first 5 years of the agreement. By essentially outsourcing search, Yahoo saves the cost of running and updating a search engine, and the company will be able to focus on other things. But many analysts suggest that while this is a good deal for Microsoft, it is not a good deal for Yahoo. Danny Sullivan, editor of Search Engine Land, a search-related blog, says you don't want to give up search. It's the thing that makes the most money online. Sullivan says perhaps Yahoo simply decided this was the best deal they could get.
If they didn't do a deal at all, potentially what would happen is Microsoft would continue to be out there hovering over them and clouding their future. Employees that are involved with search could continue to abandon them, and then they can't even provide the search in a competent way down the line.
Yahoo CEO Carol Bartz contends, of course, that the deal is an excellent opportunity for her company. Google is watching all of this closely, says Mark Mahaney, a senior analyst at Citigroup. He says the question for Google is this.
Does it change their overall share of basic internet users' searches? This kind of combination doesn't by itself do that. It could do that, but there's no evidence that it'll do that.
In other words, combining number 2 and number 3 in search doesn't necessarily mean more market share than the two companies now have on their own. Still, Google is expected to oppose the deal, which must be approved by regulators in the U.S. and Europe. Microsoft and Yahoo believe they can show the deal will actually create more competition, and they hope to get a thumbs up from regulators and close the deal next year. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.